Hi everyone, this is Nellie. Thank you so much for tuning in today to my ministry, song, scripture, and my thoughts. Today is April 18th, 2024. Today's song recommendation is I Surrender by Hillsong Worship. Today we are going to continue in the Psalms. So we left off on Psalm 49. So that will be today's scripture. I will also be reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 12, a few verses there, which I jotted down here are verses 3, 15, 23, 25, 26, and 28. I want to start us out in a prayer. So if you'd like to bow your heads and let's pray to our Heavenly Father. Father God, we just pray that your word encourages us in our daily struggle, our daily decisions, just in our daily life, Father, that we hear something new, that we open up our hearts to learn about you. So we can have a more stronger and more intimate relationship with you. That's our goal, Father, because we know that you are the only one. There is no other who can save us, who can heal us, you're the only one that can answer prayer. So we come before you. We come before you and we just ask your blessing upon all the people, including myself, that hear this message. Give us strength in our day. Help us to funnel each thought through you so we make right decisions and right choices. Help us to let go of any strife and anger, any animosity or bitterness. Let there be none of that in our hearts. Let us know you well enough that you don't want that from us because you let us know that you forgive as we forgive. So we just ask that you just bless us and that you just keep helping us to grow in our walk with you and to stay on the narrow road that leads to you, that leads to eternal life for all eternity with you. And we ask all these things in the name, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. So let's turn to Psalm 49. And let's read this powerful psalm of the sons of Korah. The confidence of the foolish. To the chief musicians, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together, my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will disclose my dark sayings on the harp. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever. That he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. for he sees wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the senseless person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and of their posterity who approve their sayings. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lives, he blesses himself. For man will praise you when you do well for yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. A man who is in honor, yet does not understand, is like the beasts that perish. Pause. What a sad psalm that these sons of Korah are talking about. People that are focusing on their wealth and thinking that their wealth is going to be something that is more important for their house, their clan, than the knowledge of God. They're passing down the wrong things to the people. Bottom line, we can't take wealth with us when our time is up. I've got a couple of verses circled that I just felt were so powerful in this psalm. Verse 15. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Hallelujah. This is the wealth. Thank God my mom and I had siblings that became saved before I did. And thank God, probably from generation to generation, the knowledge of God was passed down. And yes, it takes people sometimes a long time to finally see the light. But thank God that we do, because it, as we read in Psalm 48, that we may tell it to the generation following, talks about a different kind of wealth. It's wealth in knowing who Jesus is. That's the honey. That's the land flowing with milk and honey. It's being right with God and teaching others in our house to know who God is. The other verse I have circled. He shall go to the generations of his fathers. They shall never see light. How sad. For those that focus on their wealth and all the compliments. Oh, you're doing so well for yourself. Leads to pridefulness. And the wrong mind, the wrong thinking. The wrong thinking. I was trying to remember, I thought I read something about in the psalm about their thoughts. Somewhere in there we read about their thoughts. It's about, like we said in the prayer, about funneling our every thought, our every single decision, and asking God about it. It's hard to remember to do it that way, but if we can train ourselves to funnel each thought, each decision, each pressure that somebody's putting us through, and funnel it through God, asking God for His advice. He is the mighty counselor. And He's going to put it on our hearts what to do. If we don't have peace about something, it's not something God wants us to do. That's how I choose to live. If I don't have peace about it, then it's not from God. And so, yes, we've got to make sure that our family and the future generations are going to be redeemed by God as He rose from the grave and now sits at the right hand of the Father, Jesus Christ. That is how we are going to end up in heaven with Him. He's going to redeem us. He's going to receive us. We don't want ourselves or anybody that we know, our house, to end up like verse 19. The wrong type of wealth. Dollar signs. Doesn't follow. That we don't follow our fathers or people that are following, because it gets passed down from generation to generation. Think about your wealth. Think about your wealth. You want to do well. You want to do well. And God usually isn't in the picture. They're ending up, verse 19 says, with their fathers who focused on the wrong things. And they shall never see light. Ah, how sad is that? They shall never see light, utter darkness. Look, God blesses people with things. Every good thing comes from the Lord. He blesses us. In the last message, I talked about praying detailed prayers. We do this because when we see the details being answered, it strengthens our faith. And we can then share those details with somebody and say, hey, you know, I prayed for this, this, and this, and this. And God did this, this, and this, and this for me. Sometimes it's not the bigger things that get answered right away. Health issues, things like that. Sometimes we can't focus on that because, as I've mentioned, we're not promised a tomorrow. So it's what we do in the day for God's kingdom that we grow closer to God. And we can never know Him enough. Never, ever, ever. We must always want to learn more and more about Him. And I don't claim to know everything. I don't claim to know everything. Before I go into more of my thoughts, I want to turn over to Proverbs chapter 12. And I've got these verses circled. I want to also read from verse 1. The mighty one, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. How beautiful is that? And who spoke everything into existence? Who did that? Who did that? Jesus. The word became flesh. Jesus, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the mighty one, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. God is a Trinity, and God never changes. Jesus came forth from the Father to be born God incarnate, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom we have to have faith in from our hearts. We have to confess Him out loud. If you ever run across anybody that doesn't want to confess Jesus out loud, something's wrong. Because I will confess Jesus all day long. I don't ever say, well, I already did that. I don't need to do that again. Why not? Confessing that Jesus is your Lord is a good thing. Jesus is my Lord. Sometimes you have to go around in your house and say, Jesus is my Lord. So demons will flee. Speak the name of Jesus. Confess Him out loud. But you have to believe in your heart who He is. And that faith will save you, and you will continue to. The Spirit of God will continually change you. And how wonderful it is if we go to Him with every decision. Every decision. Okay, I have verse 5 circled. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. And this, pause, this goes back to the psalm we just read. We can't, and I don't know where this verse is, we can't serve both God and money. So if we're serving money and focusing our money on money only, our thoughts are wicked and deceitful because we're only focusing on wealth. We don't have those people don't have time for God. Focusing on their wealth. And that's what they're living for. But the thoughts of the righteous are right. Because we're constantly seeking God. We're constantly wanting to know Him. We're constantly praying. We're constantly in His Word. We're constantly wanting to know Him more and more and more. And that leads to right living, right thinking, right being righteous. I don't know about you, but has anybody ever said, oh, you just think you're just so righteous? No, not on my own, but Jesus' blood. He died on the cross for my sins so that my sins could be forgiven. Not only my yesterday sin, but my today sin and my tomorrow sin. He's the one that makes me clean. It's Jesus' righteousness that I have. If I didn't have His righteousness, I wouldn't be clean on my own. But His Spirit is within us, and we're constantly being washed clean. Not that we're not already. I didn't say that right. When we accept Him and believe in our hearts that He is the Son of God, and He's raised from the dead. We need to believe that He resurrected on the third day. Very important. That He lives and He sits at the right hand of the Father and He sends down His Spirit. We need to believe all that. We need to believe in our hearts and not have any doubt about that. That is our faith. But when we believe in Him like that, He died for our sins. A long time ago on that cross, He died for our sins. Before we were even accepting Him, He died for our sins. To those that accept Him, of course. To those that accept Him. It's not for everybody. Some people think, oh, I had one long time ago, I did a message and God sent me to a neighbor. I didn't know her. And this was out of my comfort zone. Podcasting is out of my comfort zone. But going out to neighbors was really out of my comfort zone. And she had a lot of questions. She was listening to a philosopher that was saying that once we die, we all get into heaven and then Jesus scrubs us clean. And some people take a little longer because they've messed up a little more. But we all get scrubbed clean up there. And I'm like, okay. So then why did Jesus come down to be born then and die on that cross for our sins? Crucifixion, awful, awful death. Why did he do that if he was just going to scrub everybody clean when we died and went to heaven? She said, wow, you know, that's true. And I said, well, yeah, that's, I mean, we had a really long conversation. I think I sat down with her for a couple of hours, and we're still friends to this day. And it took me listening to God. Sometimes we don't want to do something he tells us, sends us to do, but we got to do it. He sent me to a couple other neighbors as well that time. But anyway, so let's continue. So I've got verse 15 circled. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. I just love that. I love that. Oh. So many loud cars going by. I hope you can't hear that. So, in the book of Judges, it's constantly being said in there that they did right in the sight of their own eyes, something like that. So in chapter 21, Judges, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. That's what reminds me of these people in verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. So they're doing whatever's right in their own eyes. And then the people of God that love him, we're seeking counsel from God. So that makes us the wise people. Yes, praise the Lord. The other verses I have circled are 23. A prudent man, excuse me, conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. And then in 25, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Pause. Amen. I love that verse. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. If we leave it up to ourselves, we are going to be depressed. If we continue dwelling in our circumstances, we are going to be depleted and depressed. Because we're not including God. And I'm not immune to this. Sometimes I can be like, oh, we'll start thinking, gosh, this illness has lasted, yada, 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 and I'm just, oh. And then I think, well, why aren't you in the Word of God getting filled back up? Can you imagine if you don't have God in your life? Of course, people are suffering from depression and anxiety and fear and not feeling any peace. And they have to take all these medications to get them out of their funk. Well, we don't need any of that because we need to get right with God and seek His counsel. And that's how we overcome any anxiety or depression or fear or anything like that. There are so many people that are so fearful right now of all the things that are going on in the world. When Jesus said that these things were going to happen, so we're not being surprised about anything. If God hadn't said these things were happening, I'd be like, okay, well, why is this happening? God didn't say that was going to happen. But He's told us from a long time ago, from the Word of God, what to expect. So in verse 26, the righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. Pause. Oh, this is one thing that I used to do when my kids were younger, and they'd want to hang around certain people, and I'd think, well, you know, I'd steer them away. Not to be judgy or anything, but I wanted them to hang out with people that were focused on things that were good. And later on in life, my kids would say, "Gosh, Mom, so and so that you told me I couldn't hang around with, they ended up in jail, or something happened within that family." So it's okay that we say no to certain friendships, but we have to teach our children and our grandchildren to discern what to really, especially in a later on when you're selecting a spouse, you've got to choose carefully. And again, that goes back to funneling every decision through God. Choose your friends carefully. In last verse 28, in the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. Think about that. In the way of righteousness is life and light. Remember those people from the psalm? They will never see light. That means that they went down into hell. There's no light there. There's utter darkness in hell. So that's all the scripture I have. I wanted to just kind of share. I was convicted in my last message. The Lord convicted me when I said that I didn't need, I don't forget what I said exactly, to be acknowledged, or I can't remember exactly what I said. But in this ministry, I do want it to go forth. So I am thankful when somebody says, "Hey, listen to song scripture in my thoughts," because maybe the person listening isn't learning anything, but perhaps somebody else out there will get a takeaway from my ministry. So I was convicted to stop saying that I don't want my ministry shared. To stop doing that. God said to me, "Well, which is it? Why would you be doing this ministry if you don't want people to, for it to go forth?" So he convicted me. So I am going to say, share, share, share. Share my ministry. Share God's ministry, because he's using me. I'm his vessel. I don't feel qualified, but he uses me anyway. And I can't be this quiet self. And I've often said this is not it within my comfort zone to be podcasting. Because once it's out there, it's out there. And I don't know why I can't remember my exact words that I said in my last message. That I believe I said I didn't need to be acknowledged. Or, oh, I didn't need recognition. And I don't, but I want this podcast to be heard. So that was what God was convicting me of. So I've got to trust in God and what He is doing in my life, and He's using other vessels, other people, to promote my podcast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad that God convicts me of things. I really am, because I need to do the will of God. I need to do the will of God. So, thank you to those that have promoted my podcast. Thank you so much for everything. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I want to thank everybody for all the prayers. I'm finally I think today was finally a better day. So, hallelujah to that. I hope the Lord blesses everybody and that he blesses this message, that he blesses this message, that he breathes life into this message. Because he knows my struggle. My struggle is real. It's hard to get these messages out. Because I do suffer from having no energy. Because I don't sleep well, all these other things. I'm on a new vitamin. I hope that helps things out. But God knows my struggle. He knows my struggle. So I just ask his blessing to be upon this message. All the glory to God. Much love to all. Until next time. Bye.